free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
We live within a culture that appears to be obsessed with death in a very macabre and cultish way. Self-destructive behaviors and tendencies are right out in the open in a cultural paradigm that seems to exalt, worship, and even celebrate death. Death surrounds you and engulfs you. You breathe it. You drink it in your tap water. People embrace it and willingly condition their children to accept it, to revel in it, and to rejoice in their own destruction. Psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud, in his work Beyond the Pleasure Principle, described a paradoxical situation within human consciousness that he referred to respectively as the pleasure principle and the death drive. This inner conflict remains unrecognized and unreconciled within and thus creates enormous inner trauma. Far from being balanced, this inner divide appears to be consumed by the death drive in today's world. Freud was known to have said, "The whole of drive function serves to bring about death." Seen in this light, the theoretical significance of the drives for self-preservation, for power, and for dominance is reduced. These are component drives for searching the organism's own path toward death. These guardians of life, too, were originally bodyguards of death. In Greek mythology, Thanatos was the god of death. He was death personified. Its opposite was Eros, the god of life. Eros is the tendency towards life expressed through survival, cooperation, propagation of the species, and creative expression. The Thanatos complex reveals itself in the form of negative, self-destructive behaviors, compulsiveness, aggression, and negative repetition. When turned inwards, Thanatos appears in the form of self-defeating thoughts, such as, "I'm not good enough," or "I'm ashamed," or "I don't deserve to be happy," or in extreme cases, "I should kill myself." Eros and Thanatos are in a constant struggle within the psyche as the two opposing forces vie for control. In today's world, it seems as if Thanatos has the upper hand, and even a cursory examination of current world events points to this stark reality. The death drive is on full blast in today's world. Freud postulated that the life drive was opposed by the forces of the ego and that it was countered by a self-destructive death instinct. Freud theorized that people were driven by this death drive, of which the outward appearance manifests in aggression towards others and violent tendencies. Directed inwards, the Thanatos complex can manifest as self-harm or even suicide. I think that within most people, the death drive is unconscious and thus acted out unknowingly. The globalist consortium is a death cult, and in today's world, we can clearly witness the cultural obsession with death portrayed in TV and films that, of course, is all controlled by the consortium. Just take a look at some of the graphically violent video games that kids love to play these days. Most people seem to think that graphic content doesn't affect a child's subconscious mind. Of course it does. It desensitizes them just as it's designed to do. Graphic violence and death in kids' games and TV is ubiquitous. Thanatos manifests in war, destruction, and violence. The forces that run this asylum are well aware of this, and they exploit the death drive mercilessly. Freud worked with soldiers returning from World War I, and he noticed that those suffering from highly traumatic events tend to relive those events. I mean, for so many people, traumatic events from the past are relived over and over in the mind, which impedes forward progress. We all know people that cannot move on from events that have occurred in their past. Although Freud's theory of an internal death drive was widely contested among his peers, I think he was onto something. If he was correct about the Thanatos complex being projected outwards through aggressive tendencies, then all one needs to do is take an honest look at the world today and bear witness to the death drive on full and open display. So, How does one reconcile the inner split between Eros and Thanatos? Deep and honest self-examination and introspection is probably a good start. Acceptance of the existence of the death drive would be the first step to unmasking it and dealing with it. In several countries, assisted suicide is gaining momentum, especially in Canada. Even people with minor injuries are encouraged to consider suicide as an alternative treatment. Notice how it's not assisted living, but assisted dying? Are you depressed? Why not kill yourself? Did you sustain a painful injury? Kill yourself. Are you upset that your team lost the playoffs? Kill yourself. I mean, this may seem silly, but patients are being encouraged to consider assisted suicide even for non-lethal ailments, as Thanatos shows its ugly face. Freud also postulated that whether Eros or Thanatos was the dominant drive within the individual was determined by the environment in which a person was brought up within. He suggested that we all have an unconscious desire to return to an inanimate state. The death drive also appears in the form of destructive behaviors like substance abuse or risky sexual behavior. We can clearly witness in today's society just how much the death drive dominates people's minds. Consider the thoughtless drones that willingly received untested injections on knee-jerk response because they were told to do so. Could this have been some sort of emergence of Thanatos subconsciously? Why else would someone who is completely uninformed take such a risk? Again, the Global Consortium is a death cult. They exalt it and praise it. Look at all of the manufactured wars and chaos that cause massive destruction and gaze deeply into the face of Thanatos. Observe the people that advocate for war and never even held a rifle in their hands. The ones who are all for Israeli genocide leap to mind. I think that in order to reconcile this inner split, one must first recognize that it exists. With the recognition of the Thanatos complex within our own minds comes the opportunity to integrate it and balance out ourselves psychologically. In my view, it is far past the time for the individual to begin this process of integration within so that they may move into a more holistic state of consciousness. Reconciliation of the inner schism, the inner divide, is the only solution. Take good care, my friends. Walk in peace.